WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. On Friday, the Netflix streaming service presents the first season of its newest collaboration with the Marvel Comics group. It's called The Defenders, and it's a small-screen teaming of superheroes that's been part of Netflix programming plans since 2015. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
The villains in comic books usually have grandiose master plans to target and defeat an enemy or rule the world. Netflix, as it's grown to become more and more of a major player in the modern TV universe, has grand plans of its own. It started out and took root and blossomed by providing easy access to many of the movies and TV shows made by others. Then it started making its own TV series and movies. And as that has succeeded wildly, starting with House of Cards, Netflix has gone all in on the original production front, to the point where it's now carpet-bombing Netflix subscribers with several new offerings a week. Meanwhile, other entertainment companies, such as CBS and Disney, are getting into the streaming business with their own services and beginning to withhold their product from Netflix and other distributors. That's why original programs are so important to the future of Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and other such companies. It's also why Netflix, most aggressively, is making new series deals with David Letterman and current ABC producer superstar Shonda Rhimes. And why it partnered with Marvel Comics so boldly and with such long-range commitment years ago. Netflix's plan with Marvel from the start was to take relatively minor or underused titles and heroes from the Marvel comic books and star them in their own season-long TV series. Then, after that, to feature them together in The Defenders, in an all-star superhero team-up. In the movies, it's the same blueprint with bigger heroes Marvel used to launch Iron Man, Captain America, and others, then showcase them together as the Avengers. And how its rivals at DC Comics did the same with Batman, Superman, and most recently Wonder Woman, while planning a one-movie-fits-all Justice League adventure film. On Netflix, Kristen Ritter, who played the Doom Junkie in Breaking Bad, came first, starring in and as Jessica Jones. Then came Charlie Cox as Daredevil, the most familiar of this batch of heroes, and the only one to get two seasons of his own show. Then Mike Coulter as Luke Cage, followed by Finn Jones as the Iron Fist. All of them ended up in the same Hell's Kitchen turf in New York, but dramatically, not all these characters, or shows, were created equal. Jessica Jones and Daredevil were wonderful fantasy dramas about haunted heroes. Jessica had post-traumatic stress after being captured and manipulated by a mind-controlling villain. And Matt Murdock, the lawyer by day and costumed Daredevil by night, was blind, with his remaining senses exponentially enhanced after childhood exposure to radiation. These two shows had strong supporting casts and terrific villains, played by such actors as David Tennant and Vincent D'Onofrio. But compared to them, Luke Cage was minor league and Iron Fist a total washout. Gathered together under one new title, if these Defenders were Marx Brothers, Iron Fist would be Zeppo. But the Defenders works, in part, precisely because the chemistry among characters doesn't, and because it's a group of loners that doesn't even decide to join forces until four episodes in. And those were all the episodes provided for preview, so I'm not sure where The Defenders is going. But I know it starts well, by bringing back the strongest supporting characters and continuing plots from the previous Marvel Netflix shows, and by casting Sigourney Weaver as the new big bad villain. Early on, her character, a wealthy woman named Alexandra obsessed with achieving immortality, captures Stick, a character played by Scott Glenn, who has individually trained more than one of the other characters. He's tough, but she seems even tougher.
Everyone else on your side is dead. You know who I am, I know who you are, so let's skip the wartime banter. Time is not something I can afford to waste. Not for your benefit, but for mine, I'm taking the blinds off. Try not to bite, old friend. It's undignified.
Alexandra.
Stick. We have so much to talk about.
The real standouts in The Defenders are the same actors and characters who excelled in their own series. Kristen Ritter as Jessica Jones and Charlie Cox as Daredevil. When they finally meet, the results are electric. And then there's Elektra, an important character in this new series, even though she died at the end of last season on Daredevil. But figuring out who lives and dies is a tricky thing in superhero stories and in the real-life battle for world TV domination. With The Defenders, Netflix is making another very bold, very smart move.
David Bianculli teaches TV and film at Rowan University and is the author of The Platinum Age of Television, From I Love Lucy to The Walking Dead, How TV Became Terrific. He reviewed Netflix's new Marvel comic series, The Defenders.